In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're continuing on page 6, volume 14, 714, 1922, at the top of the page. This is why I, God, have called you, Luisa Picaretta, into our womb, so that as you live with us, Triune God, your human will, diffusing with our most holy divine will, may expand and generate sanctity, light, love, together with us, Triune God. Do you see what God is doing? He has such great plans that he's going to show us how to do what Luisa has done. So what does he do? He tells Luisa, stay in bed for 64 years. I mean, can you imagine? Don't eat for 64 years. Don't drink for 64 years. Don't sleep for 64 years. And she says, okay. Can you imagine what she went through? All her questions. You know, when you read the volumes, people say to me, she was always complaining. No. She said that to Jesus at the end of her life. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry for all that I went put you through, Jesus. And Jesus says, you never questioned anything, Luisa. These are the questions of those who would read the volumes, and I gave them to you so that you would put them on paper so that I could answer them. Every one of your questions, of anything that you want to ask, is answered by Jesus Christ himself when you read the volumes. He puts to rest everything. Why this and why that? No, all of a sudden you go, oh my goodness. He loved me so much that he allowed this to happen. You begin to see things from a divine perspective. You begin to, again, your memory is not of you, what they said about me, what they did against my family. It's no. It's what did we do to Jesus? How did Jesus live? How did Mary live? And then finally, our human will. I don't want to live in this miserable human will any longer. So again, this is what Jesus is showing us. This is why I have called you, Luisa Picaretta, into our womb, so that as you live with us, Triune God, your human will diffusing with our most holy divine will may expand and generate sanctity, divine sanctity. From whom, Luisa? Divine light. From whom, Luisa? Divine love. From whom, Luisa? Why? Because it's together with God. Here is a human who possesses this gift. And multiplying in every human being with us, Triune God, it may generate in other souls that which has received from us, that which you have received from us. This is the only thing I, God, wanted, or the Triune God wanted by us, because this, which is left for us to fulfill, listen to this, this is what's left for us, Triune God, to fulfill with regard to creation. And that is that our most holy divine will act in the souls as the holy divine will acts in God. He says that's the last thing that I have to do. So what has he done? He's chosen us to be alive for this to happen. Again, this is sharing in divinity, to do what God does. Our love wants to unleash our holy divine will from our womb in order to place it in the souls. But it keeps looking for at least Luisa, the one who is disposed, the one who recognizes it, the one who appreciates it, in order to generate in Luisa what it generates in us, Triune God. You see why we go to Luisa? It's a human's job to give this to us. It was Adam who was a human. It was his job to give this to us, and he failed, and we've been living a miserable human life for 6,000 years. Now, Jesus says, now it's going to change. I found the one, Luisa Picaretta. And now it's given to us. This is the reason for so many graces, Luisa. This is the reason for so many manifestations of all my divine will. It is the divine sanctity of my most holy divine will that demands that it be known. It demands that it be loved. It demands that it be revered before being placed in the soul. So what's Jesus saying? I'm going to place it in your soul, but you've got to know it. You've got to love it. You've got to revere it. And then I will place it in your soul. This is a promise by Jesus Christ himself. This is what's going to happen. There's no question. This is what's going to happen. And he's asked us to do it. It's not your family. It's not your friends. It's not your co-workers. It's not your parishioners. It's you that Jesus has given this to. So therefore, he is expecting a great thing from you. He's expecting you to know the divine will, to love the divine will, and revere the divine will. And then I will place it in your soul. This is a promise by Jesus Christ himself. That it be able to display all its divine virtues and divine power within Luisa and the souls linked to Luisa. And that it be surrounded by the cortege of our own divine graces so that everything I do to you, Luisa, is nothing other than equipping and adoring the dwelling of my most holy divine will. This is what Jesus says to us. Everything that I've done to you, everything that I've allowed you to go through, is nothing other than equipping and adorning you the dwelling of my divine will. I've prepared you for this. I mean, God had to break my back, not once, but twice. Don't get in the fight with God. He wins. Don't push. Always say yes to God. Yes, Lord. Just whatever you want, you're the Lord. I had to write something up when I was in the seminary, and I wrote up the list of my hospital visitations and my stitches and my broken bones. And the priest who read it, he looked at me and he goes, I was waiting for your death to show up after a while. I mean, God had to, he has to break us. And it's unfortunate. Like my first pastor said to me, there's two ways to do this, my way or the wrong way. And I went, oh, Lord. And he was always right. But can you imagine with God, there's only one way to do it. It's with God. God's going to take care of us. And he promises us this. He promises us this. Whew. Boy. So he wants us to be aware of this. He really does. He wants us to be aware. Therefore, be attentive. And what does be attentive mean? It means to read. Be attentive. Don't just read it like a novel. Throw it down and find, oh, there's another thing to read. No, read it. Focus. Each word is a divine life, Jesus says. Why is each word that Jesus says is a divine life? Because Jesus said one word to bring about creation. Fiat lux. Let there be light. And everything began. Our Lady said one word, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. And the incarnation, God became man. And now there's one word, fiat voluntas tua, let it be done as you say. May your kingdom reign in this dust, this dirt, as the saints possess you in heaven. See, there's great things happening. And as you read, this word, God will expand within you. And as you read it again, it expands within you. As you read it again, it expands within you. God has great, great blessings for us. Therefore, be attentive. Here in our womb, you shall learn our divine ways better. You shall receive all the divine prerogatives which befit the divine designs that we, Triune God, have formed over each one of us. You know, everything that you've gone through, Jesus says, is to form you. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Thank God for your life. When you get to heaven, again, you're going to see what suffering caused. And you're going to plead with God, let me just go back for one more time to suffer. God's going to say, you had the opportunity. And look what it did. It brought about beauty. brought about the kingdom. And so what the Lord is looking for, he's looking for us to say fiat. He's just one word. Yes, Lord, I want what you want. Volume 14, 9, 11, 22. Now, the fulfillment of the work of creation was that man would do our will in everything. That's the fulfillment. You walk, you take a walk. I'm going to walk in the divine will. You wash the dishes. I'm going to wash the dishes in the divine will. The fulfillment of the work of creation was that man would do our holy divine will in everything. I'm going to eat in the divine will. I'm going to dance in the divine will. I'm going to swim in the divine will. Just learn to say that, whatever you do. I want to do this in the divine. When you answer the phone, I want to talk in the divine will. Again, the Lord is asking us, are you going to learn this? Are you going to put it into practice? Are you going to be peaceful? He says, if you're not peaceful, I can't be there. That's what Jesus tells us. Our divine will was to be the life. It was to be the food. It was to be the crown of the soul of the creature. And since it is not yet so, the work of creation is not yet fulfilled. And neither can I, God, rest in this great gift, nor can the divine will rest in me. It gives me always something to do, and I'm yearning for this fulfillment and rest. And this is why I love and I want so much that the way of living in my divine will be known. Who are you going to tell this to? Yourself. You have the book of heaven. You're the one that's what you're supposed to live this. It's not to, you don't, you know, tap somebody on the shoulder. You got to live in the divine will. You got to do in the divine will. No, it's this person here has to know the divine will. You have to say, you have to listen to Jesus and Mary through Louisa. Listen, read, study it, put this into practice. You've got to discipline yourself to do this. You've got to tell yourself to do it. And watch what God will do. This is why I love and I want so much that the way of living in the divine will be known. Nor shall I ever be able to say that the work of creation and redemption are fulfilled. If I, God, do not have all the acts of the creatures extending in my most holy divine will like a bed to give me rest, then I, God... Oh, no, excuse me. And I, Louisa, said, what a beautiful rest I shall not give to, I guess, Jesus. And I, God, what a beautiful rest I shall not give to Louisa and us in seeing Louisa and her children, that's us, coming back on the wings of our divine will with the seal of the fulfillment of creation. My womb shall be her bed. You have to understand, this is, we're talking in divine realities in human terms. No eye is seen, no ear is heard. And that's why as you read this, God will reveal more and more to you. As you read on, he'll show you things and he'll expand this. Volume 14, 10, 19, 19, 22. I find myself in the condition of a poor mother who has held her birth inside her womb for a long time. And the time has come to deliver. And if she does not, she agonizes, she anguishes, and forgetting of her life at any cost, she wants to give birth. The hours, the days, a delay seem like years and centuries to her. She has done and disposed everything. There is nothing left but to deliver. So am I, more than a mother. For many centuries, I, God, have held within me more than a birth all my human acts done in the sanctity of the eternal volition in order to give them to the soul. And if they give themselves, they shall rise the human acts and raise the human acts of the creature to divine acts. See, when you say, Jesus, breathe in my breathing, and you take a breath, that's a divine act. Why? Jesus is breathing in your breathing. He takes you at your word. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. You feel your heart beating. That's a divine act. Why? Jesus is doing it. You're not doing it. Jesus, beat in my heart beating, walk in my walking. That's a divine act. Why? Jesus is doing it, not us. It seems like we're doing it, but He, God Almighty, is doing it. When you pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, and you say, for every heartbeat, every breath, every person that was ever conceived given I love you to you, Jesus. There's an explosion of I love yous for every heartbeat, every breath, every step. This is forcing the devil away from the earth. That's why he's so angry. He's losing his kingdom. Every time you do an act in the divine will. Every time you do your round in the divine will. And shall adorn her with the most beautiful beauties, making her live with the life of my divine will, giving her the value and the effects of the goods which my holy divine will possesses. Therefore, more than a mother, I, God, agonize. I, God, anguish. I, God, burn with the desire to deliver this birth from my will. The time has come. There is nothing left but to find the one, Luisa, who will receive the first birth, so as to continue the other births of other creatures. It's a new beginning. This is why I tell you, Luisa, be attentive, enlarge your heart, to be able to receive all the value, all the effects, all the knowledge which my holy divine will contains, so that I, God, may place the first birth in you, Luisa Picaretta. How much joy shall you, Luisa, give to me, God? You, Luisa, shall be the beginning of my happiness upon earth. I could say that the human will rendered me unhappy in the midst of creatures. And my holy divine will operating in Luisa shall restore my eternal happiness. It's begun. Why do you think Our Lady said 40 days after Luisa died, time has now come to an end? It's begun. A new beginning is happening. Why? How? Because of Luisa. Get to know Luisa. Get to know her. If you ever have any difficulty, go to her letters. Read what she says. She'll soothe your heart. Luisa lives this. Luisa lives the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. And when she returns, the whole world is going to shudder. And then we're going to begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. We haven't seen anything yet. But when you read the book of heaven, you read what Jesus is going to do, your heart is on fire. Begin to live this life with a divine zeal that says to Jesus, I want to live this now. I want to possess this now. Volume 14, 10, 24, 22. My daughter, how many prodigies does my supreme volition operate in the creature contained? In Luisa. How many divine prodigies are in Luisa? How his supreme volition is operating in Luisa? And then he says to us, do you want this? I can give it to you if you wish. I'm going to show you the way and the how this is done. With the book of heaven. As the soul lets this holy divine will enter into her and herself into it, see, it's inside and out, and allows it to operate in everything that you think, say, and do, even the most tiny things, blinking your eye, a current is established between the divine will operating within the divine persons and their own divine will operating in the creature. See, it's God taking possession. That's what he wanted in the beginning. He wanted his creatures to share in his divinity. And now, every day at Holy Mass, you hear it. And I think Jesus is saying to us, do you want this? Then begin to live it. I mean, you can't be filled with sorrow and sadness when the divine will is reigning in you. You can't, it's impossible. You're filled with peace, joy, and happiness. He says very clearly, a current is established between the operating within and the divine persons, within the divine persons, and the divine person's own divine will operating in the creature. Therefore, if they love or want to give love, they find a place in which to put this love, because in one point of the earth, one point in the earth, Luisa, there is their own divine will operating in Luisa, which can receive this love. Now the same thing happens in your town, in your home, It's something that is so spectacular. And rising it up into the womb of the divinity, this will of theirs, which is although divided in two, in the creature and the divinity, is always one. And it shall bring them, this is the triune God, the return of their divine love in a divine manner on the part of a human being who's living in the divine will. That's Luisa. And now Jesus says, I want you to possess this. And so the eternal love places itself in current between heaven and earth, descending and ascending with no obstruction, because there is the one who can receive it. It's this deposit. There's one, Luisa, who can receive this as a deposit. Their own will, God's own will, operating in the creature, the soul, the human, shall be jealous in holding it in safe keeping. This is Luisa. I can't wait. It's going to be spectacular to see God use this human being to fulfill creation and redemption. Why did Jesus die on the cross? So we could live like this? No. It's to live in His most holy divine will. 10:14, excuse me, volume 14, 10:27, 19:22. I was thinking to myself about all that has been written in these past days, and I thought to myself, how is it possible that my sweet Jesus has waited so long to make known that His holy humanity operated in the divine will for the love of souls? But while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus, making Himself seen with His sacred heart opened, told me, my daughter, of my holy divine will, Luisa Picaretta, why concern yourself? This happened also in creation. How long did I not keep it in my womb actually formed? And then, when I pleased, I delivered the creation. And even redemption, how long did I not keep it within me? I could say from eternity. Yet I waited much time before descending from heaven and bringing it to fulfillment. This is God's usual way. First do I fecund it by my works, and then I form them within me, and at the appropriate time I deliver them. Even more, you must know. Now He's saying this to us. You must know this about Luisa. That my holy humanity contained two generations within itself, the children of darkness and the children of light. I came to rescue the first one, and so gave out my body and blood and soul and divinity in order to save them. My holy humanity was holy, and nothing did it inherit of the miseries of the first man. And although it was similar in natural features, it was untouchable by the slightest spot which could veil my divine sanctity. My only inheritance was the will of my Father, in which I was to carry out all of my human acts to form in me the generation of the children of light. That's us. We're not the children of darkness. You see what God is doing? Begin to live as the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity, no sin. This is what God is waiting for. You see, I, God, was allowed to form this generation in the very womb of the will of my celestial Father, and I, God, spared no strains or acts or pains or prayers. On the contrary, it was at the top of all things that I, God, did and suffered in such a way that I, God, conceived in me, I fecundated it in it, and I formed it. They were the ones, the children of light, whom the Father, Divine Father, had entrusted to me with so much love. They were my favorite inheritance. We are God's favorite inheritance. Think about that. We love the saints. Jesus doesn't say that about them. The children of light. We are God's favorite inheritance. This is why volume 20 through volume 36 is how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. This is what's coming, which was given to me in the most holy supreme love. And the one who is the newborn, the one who was given this was Louisa. He says, you must know this. You are my most favorite because you're one with Louisa. I've waited all eternity to give this divine life to a human. And now Louisa possesses it, and now I'm going to give it to the world. I found the one. I found the newborn. I found the firstborn in the divine will. It's not saying that she's greater than the Blessed Mother. Mary is mother and queen. Theotokos, no one can compare to her. Louisa is a human being born of original sin who possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. What God wants to see in us is the spiritual DNA of Him, Jesus, and Mary in us. How do we get this? It's through Louisa. It's through little Louisa, the little newborn, the firstborn. Volume 14, 11:5-22. My most holy divine will crystallizes the soul, and just as when any object is placed close to a crystal, another object is formed within it, fully similar to the one which is placed in front of it. So does my most holy divine will reflect all that it does in these souls, the little souls of the little children of the holy divine will. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to recognize who we are. We're the little children of the holy divine will. And then we say to God, do with me as you wish. Create in me that divine masterpiece that you promised Louisa. Let me become what you, God, have called me to become from the beginning of time. And anything that I, when I got in the way, let it be repaired, redone. So that you, God, can have what you have planned from the beginning of time. God says, good, get out of the way. Watch what I will do. God's got plans. He says, and so does my holy divine will reflect in all that that it does in these souls, crystallized by my divine power, and they repeat and do all that my supreme will does. All that the supreme will of God does. That's heaven. That begins now. And just as my holy divine will is everywhere, in heaven and on earth and at every place, so do these souls, wherever my holy divine will is acting, absorb it like crystal within them and repeat my divine acts. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus is doing it. We're repeating His divine acts. Jesus, I want to gaze at the blue in the sky as you, Jesus, gaze at the blue in the sky. To adore the Father and praise the Father and glorify the Father with your adoration, with your praise, with your glory. You see what's happening? It's Jesus is finally receiving what He planned from the beginning of time. And just as my holy divine will is everywhere in heaven and on earth and in every place, so do these souls, wherever my holy divine will is acting, absorb it like crystal within them and repeating my act because they contain my divine will in them as their own life. Therefore, as I, God, act, I, God, take great delight in placing myself in front of them to see my own actions being repeated in them. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. That's Jesus. It's not us. We're fulfilling what God wants done. They are my mirrors. Again, that's volume 1 through volume 10. And my holy divine will multiplies them everywhere for every act that it does, so there is not one created thing in which they are not present. In the creatures, in the sea, in the sun, in the stars, even in the heavens. And my divine will receives the return of my act from the creatures in a divine manner. Do you see why you're not alone? Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. You go outside. What am I going to pray? Jesus, tell me what to pray for. You hear a bird chirping. Oh, Lord, for every chirp of every bird, I adore you, I praise you, I love you, I bless you, I thank you. With your adoration, your praise, your love, and you hear a dog bark. For every dog that ever barked, you hear a bee fly by. Buzz by. You know, it's everything. You look at the clouds, you look at the leaves on the trees, you look at the grass, you are in paradise. Begin to act like Adam, to pray like Adam before the fall. That's why Jesus said in Vine 25 to Louisa, he would go out into the garden. This is a simile of the Garden of Eden. It's not as beautiful. He says, but you, Louisa, are the third Eve. So you need Adam and Eve for creation. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve for redemption. And now the third Eve. For what? For sanctification. Who is the Adam? The Pope, the man with the keys. You see what's coming? Everyone will be Catholic. You see what's coming? Don't get worried about anything. Remember to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Watch what God is going to do. He says very clearly, and my divine will receives the return of my act from the creature in a divine manner. This is also the reason why I, God, love so much the living in my divine will to be known, to multiply more of these mirrors crystallized in my divine will, to have my works repeated in them. And then I, God, shall not be alone anymore, and we are not alone anymore. But I shall have the creature in my company, and we're going to be in the company of God, and God's going to be in the company of us. There's no loneliness. You have to understand. Why are the little children of the Holy Divine Will happy? You're with God. You are experiencing the joy and the happiness of God. I shall have her with me, intimately with me. You see, it's not to be to have a personal relationship with Jesus. It's to be intimate with God. He came to earth for a bride. We are His bride. Begin to live like that. Look at the ring that you're wearing. And in the depth of my Holy Divine Will, almost inseparable from me, as if she had come out of my womb when I, God, created her, having followed no other way contrary to my will, how happy I shall be. How happy we shall be. There's so many things that are happening you cannot understand. Our Lady, 72 years ago, told Bruno in Our Lady of Revelation, time has now come to an end. If you don't understand this, you're not going to be able to grasp the divine will. If you think your finances, your health, your everything is in your hands, oh my goodness gracious, time has now come to an end. It doesn't say pack up your bag. I mean, come on over to my house. I'll show you my coffin. It's God loves us. But my sister gave it to me for Christmas. I said to her, do you know something I don't know? She's funny. But anyways, again, what we have to do is we have to, there's a movie out. It's called, what was the movie called? It's from Russia, the Russian movie. The what? I can't hear. The Island. Oh, yeah. If you want to see a good movie, go get The Island. There's another movie, The Island. It's an R-rated movie. You don't want that. Get The Island made in Russia. I think it was 2014. Wonderful. Wonderful. God's got great, great plans. He needs us to cooperate. This life is short. You know, this life is short. As a matter of fact, the rosary that you got were bought by Bill and Jenny Arndt, and they lost their son Monday. What they said to me was, we want the children, our children, they want their family to have these rosaries. And then what happens? After they buy these rosaries for everybody, then what happens? They die. I mean, their son dies. Thank them if you can. Remember them at their Mass. It's a very sorrowful thing to have their son die. But again, God is in charge. God knows what He's doing. But here's a generous soul who who that rosary, remember them in your prayers. Their rosary was given to you by them. Okay, so where are we? Is it 11:11? Okay. Volume 14, 11:11-22. Therefore, I tell you, Louisa, true daughter of my holy divine will, first happy birth from my will. Louisa is the firstborn. We're going to possess what Louisa possesses. Read this book, every page is filled with promises from Jesus. Be attentive. That means read it. Read it. Don't read it like a novel. Read it. Study it. And be faithful to me. Come and live in my eternal volition. What is Jesus saying when he says this? What is Jesus waiting for? He says, I want to hear you say, I will be attentive. I will be faithful to you, Jesus. And I will and I want to come and live in your eternal volition. See, when you read this, by being attentive, communicate with Jesus. Respond to Jesus. If he says, come to me, I'm coming. Show me how to do this. I want to do this. Get into a dialogue with Jesus. Really. You will begin to experience Jesus in a way that you've never experienced him before. You're going to be into this gift to such a degree that miraculous things happen. Astonishing things happen. Again, you're the only one that can stop those by saying, oh, I doubt that. God says, okay, I can't do it. It's never going to happen to me. That's right. It can't happen to you. You have to be positive. Yes, Jesus, you want this. I want this. Yes, Jesus, I want to get closer. Yes, Jesus. It's all you're in a dialogue with him. My acts await you, Jesus says, wanting the seal of yours, your response. Those of my mother, Mary, await you. The whole of heaven awaits you, wanting to see all of their acts glorified in my holy divine will by a soul, a human, of their own stock. The present, the future generations await you, Louisa Picaretta, to be given back the lost happiness. See, everything's going to be repaired. What is this repairing? What is this redoing? It's the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit and we will be recreated, and then you, Lord, will renew the face of the earth through us. The face of the earth is going to be renewed. You have to understand, the devil is going to be tossed out. He's going to flee to the pit of hell with his tail between his legs because he is going to lose big time. The little children of the holy divine will are going to win. This is why Jesus says, get close to me. I'll take care of you. You have to understand, this is not another devotion. No. The generation shall not end until mankind returns into my womb, beautiful, dominant, just as he came out of my celestial hands. I am, he uses the name of God. I am not content with just having redeemed mankind, even at the cost of waiting 2,000 years. I still have patience, but mankind must return to me as I made him, by virtue of my holy divine will. By doing his own human will, he went down into the abyss and transformed himself into a brute. By doing my divine will, he shall rise and acquire the new transformation. This is transmutation. This is what we have to understand. It's a new beginning, never before seen. Adam saw it, but he lost it. Jesus lived it. Mary lived it. But they went. They assumed into heaven, ascended into heaven. Louisa possesses it. And she, Jesus says, is going to come back and give it to the world. A human is going to come back and give it to the world. Wasn't Jesus and Mary supposed to do this? No. Mankind fell from such a great height that it took the Son of God and the Mother of God to redeem and Our Lady co-redeem with Christ. Now, a human has to live this life. You see why it's not about being good and holy and saintly? It's about sharing in divinity. A human has to have this. Who is that human? It is Luisa Picaretto. I mean, as you read this book, your whole life changes. You can't be the same anymore. You fall deeper in love with Jesus, you fall deeper in love with Mary, and you become aware of this newborn, of how magnificent she is. We're not saying she's Jesus. We're not saying she's Mary. She's a human who has the spiritual DNA of Jesus, the spiritual DNA of Mary. What does that mean? She's a true daughter of Jesus, a true daughter of Mary. Do you want to be a true son or daughter of Jesus? Of course you do. Do you want to be a true son or daughter of Mary? Of course you do. Go to the one who possesses it. He shall rise and acquire the new transformation into the new creation, created by me. It's brand new, never before seen. Then shall I, God, be able to say, I, God, have accomplished everything. The order of the whole creation was returned to me, and I shall rest in it. Did you know that there's no seventh, when you go to the morning of the, the evening of the first day, the morning of the second day, the evening of the second day, the morning of the third day. There's no morning or evening for the seventh day in sacred scripture. Why? Because it has not happened. 2,000 years since Jesus died. We entered the 3,000th year. On the third day I will rise up, Jesus says. A day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years like a day. Before that, it was 4,000 years. This is the seventh day. It's a new beginning. You have to understand. Why did Father Gobi say in 1997, everything's complete? Our Lady said to Father Gobi, everything's complete. Why? The Book of Heaven was given to a prayer group in Mexico City, and they read all 36 volumes. Everything is ready now. You have to understand, it's a new beginning that's coming. Begin to live this life with a divine zeal. Really.
Volume 15, 4:14, 1923. In order to be able to elevate a creature to conceiving a man and God, I had to centralize all possible imaginable goods in her. And this is the Blessed Mother. I, Jesus, had to elevate the Blessed Mother so high as to place in her the seed of the very paternal fecundity. Now, remember in Genesis 3:15, it says, I will put enmity between you, Lucifer, and your seed, and the woman and her seed. Women don't have seed. So Jesus is showing us sacred scripture, and he's explaining to us what this means. So he says, so just as my celestial father, the Virgin Mary, generated me in his womb with the virginal seed of his eternal fecundity without the work of a woman, and from the same seed the Holy Spirit proceeded. In the same way, with this eternal seed of the paternal fecundity, holy virginal, my celestial Mama Mary conceived me in her virginal womb without the work of a man. So here we see this great mystery of Jesus proceeding from the Father, and it's the love of the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. In a similar manner, Jesus is conceived in the virginal womb of Mary without a man. And what we're seeing is this great mystery. We're looking at the Blessed Mother. We're looking in awe of who she is. You know, how great our Blessed Mother is, how magnificent she is. And our job is to begin to understand the beauty of Our Lady. So as Catholics, we honor the Blessed Mother, you know. And, you know, on August 15th, she is assumed into heaven, body and soul. This is where we're going to go. We are going to be in heaven, body and soul. Right now, heaven is not perfect because there's only souls in heaven except for Jesus, who ascended into heaven, and Mary, who assumed into heaven. What our Lord is showing us is that something great is coming. A new beginning for mankind is coming. And he's asking us to begin to understand. On August 22nd, we celebrate the Virgin Mary as Queen and Mother, Queen of the Kingdom, Queen of Heaven and Earth. And we honor her as Jesus is the King of Kings, Mary is the Queen of Queens. And it's the new era that's coming. When Our Lady of Revelation said that to Bruno, time has now come to an end. Again, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the era of Lucifer. It's a new era that's beginning. And those that want this life of Jesus and Mary will have it. Those that do not want this life of Jesus and Mary, this is where the wailing and grinding of teeth occurs. They have said no to God in this life. They have said no to the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary in this life. And so God has to give them what they want. Our Lord loves us very much, but he will not interfere with our free will. So our job is to repair and redo. We constantly repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. That's what Jesus is looking for. He's looking for us to take the place, to stand in the breach. As Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites, we stand in the breach for our brothers and sisters. And we pray, Lord, have mercy on us. Forgive us. And every night when you do your act of contrition, just before you go to sleep, plead in the name of everyone. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for our sins. Have mercy on us. You know, forgive us. I stand in the place of all my brothers and sisters and plead, have mercy. We are sorry for what we have done. You know, there in the grace of God go I. What the Lord is saying is, would you stand in the breach for your brothers and sisters? This is what he said to Louisa. Louisa said, I will die for each person. What we do is we die to our human will, our ego, and we say, I want to live in God's holy divine will. I don't want to interfere. I don't want to stop my brothers and sisters from entering the kingdom. I plead with Jesus. I plead with the Father. I plead with the Holy Spirit to have mercy on us. So what happens here is Jesus shows us, Holy Virgin, O my celestial mother, conceived me in her virginal womb without the work of a man. The sacrosanct Trinity had to give of its own to this divine virgin. See, divinity was given to Mary. She shared in divinity. She doesn't become God. We don't worship her as God. We honor her as the one who desired to not live in her human will, to live in God's holy divine will. The sacrosanct Trinity had to give of its own to this divine virgin so that she might conceive God, me, Jesus, the Son of God. My holy mama, Mary, could never have conceived me without having a seed. Now, since she belonged to the human race, this seed of the eternal fecundity gave the Blessed Mother the virtue of conceiving me as man. See, this is a divine mystery. It's so beautiful what God has done. I mean, people say, well, how could Mary give birth to a God? Well, God did it. Jesus says to me, because the seed was divine, at the same time she conceived me as God. And just as the Holy Spirit proceeded at the same time as the Father generated me, in the same way as I was generated in the womb of my mother, the generation of souls proceeded at the same time. Jesus tells us that we were conceived with him in the womb of Mary. She is really our mother. It's not only at the foot of the cross where Jesus gave her the command, woman, you know, saying to her, you are the new Eve, woman. You know, this is your children. John represents all mankind. And then he says to John, bring her into your home. We honor the Blessed Mother. We love the Blessed Mother. You know, there's one thing that's out there that's so beautiful. It's the daily calendar of Our Lady's feast days. Every day is the feast day of the Blessed Mother. You know, check that out. Check it out each month. Look at the beautiful days that we honor Our Lady. Every day we honor the Blessed Mother. Jesus says very clearly, "And as just as the Holy Spirit proceeded at the same time as the Father generated me, in the same way as I, God, as I, Jesus, was generated in the womb of my mother, then all the generation of all the souls, past, present, and future, proceeded at the same time." So everything that ab eternal from eternity occurred to the Most Holy Trinity in heaven was repeated in the womb of my dear Mama Mary. This is a great mystery. This is why we honor Our Lady. She was chosen from eternity to be the Mother of God. Theotokos, honor her. Make sure that you let everybody know she is your mother. She is your queen. Honor her with a crown. If you have a statue outside, make the statue. Make sure the statue has a crown on it. Make sure there's a light on it. So when people drive by, they can see that there's the Blessed Mother. You know, that's one of the things I do when I drive and I see a statue of Mary outside someone's house. I bless that house and I know Jesus and Mary are there. Again, if you could imagine what would be happening if Jesus and Mary were not there. You know, the evil one is trying to destroy everyone and everything. If you have a love for Jesus, a love for Mary, God bless you. And God is blessing you. Jesus says, this ab eternal from eternity, the Most Holy Trinity in heaven, repeated in the womb of Mary, Jesus says this work was immense. This work was incalculable to the created mind. It is for all eternity. We're going to praise God and glorify God and love God and honor Mary for what the Lord had done with this woman, the only one who gave up her human will. Jesus knew that we needed a mother. He wanted us to have a mother. And so he gave us the Blessed Mother as our mother. Not only that, but then he said, "I want you to have a second mother, a third mother. You have your natural mother. You have Mary, mother of all mankind. And now the little children of the Holy Divine will have a third mother. And that's Mama Luisa, little Mama Luisa. She's the little tiny mama of the little tiny children of the Divine Will."
5:15, 5:8:23. "Ah, my daughter, had I created man like a flower, which was to grow, acquire color and fragrance in my very divinity, by withdrawing from my holy divine will, it happened to him as to a flower which is snatched away from a plant. As long as it remained in the plant, the flower is beautiful, lively in color, fragrant in its perfume. But once it is snatched away from the plant, it withers, it fades, it becomes ugly. It reaches the point of giving off a bad smell." What a lot this was for mankind, for Adam. What a sorrow for me, God, who with so much love wanted to raise this flower in my divinity to delight and amuse myself with him. Now, my omnipotence, I, God, want this detached flower. Listen to this. This is what he wants with us. To bloom again. He's going to bring us back to himself by transplanting it once more, once again, into the womb of my divinity. Do you see why God needs our yes? He will not interfere with our freedom. If we say, "I don't want this," God says, "Fine, I won't give it to you." That's why everything is yes with God. Fiat, fiat. I want to transplant it once again into the womb of my divinity. I want a soul who wants to live in the womb of my will. This, yes, Lord, I want this. "She shall be the seed, and she shall lend to me, and my will shall do all the rest." All we do is say yes, and God says, "I'll take care of it." So he's asking us a question, do you want this? Our response should be thunderous, yes. "In this way, my delights of creation shall return." We're going back to paradise. "I shall amuse myself with this mystical flower, and I shall be repaid for creation. We're going back to paradise. We're going to be in the glorified state. We're going to be eternally young as God is eternally young. There's going to be no one old. There's going to be no one that dies. All the plants and animals in paradise are still living. Nothing has died in paradise. There's nothing inanimate in paradise. Everything is living. Why? It's of God. We're going back there. Earth has been our way station for, 7,000 years. Now we go back. We go back to God. It's not here that we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be there with Him. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.